好了，那么今天正如本期作品的这个主题曲一样哈，今天咱们来讲一讲 awesome 这个单词。拜托不要再滥用 awesome 这个词。 Please people, let's put the all back in awesome.How many times have you used the word awesome today? Once, twice, 17 times? Do you remember that what you were describing when you used the word? No, I didn't think so. Because it's come down to this, people. You're using the word incorrectly. And tonight, I hope to show you how to put the all back in awesome. Recently, I was dining at an outdoor cafe.And the server came up to our table and asked us if we had dined there before. And I said, yes, yes we have. And she said, awesome. And I thought, really? Awesome or just merely good that we decided to visit your restaurant again? The other day, one of my co-workers asked me if I could save the file as a PDF.And I said, well, of course. And he said, awesome. Seriously, can saving anything as a PDF be awesome? Sadly, the frequent overuse of the word awesome has now replaced words like great and thank you. So Webster's Dictionary defines the word awesome as fear mingled with admiration or reverence.A feeling produced by something majestic. Now, with that in mind, was your quizness sandwich awesome? How about that parking space? Was that awesome? Or that game the other day, was that awesome? The answer is no, no, and no. A sandwich can be delicious. The parking space can be nearby, and the game can be a blowout. But not everything can be awesome.So when you use the word awesome to describe the most mundane of things, you're taking away the very power of the word. This author says, snowy days or finding money in your pants is awesome. Not, it's not. And we need to raise the bar for this poor skummock. So in other words, if you have everything, you value nothing.It is a lot like drinking from a fire hose, like this jacket right here. There is no dynamics. There is no highs or lows. If everything is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, here are 10 things that are truly awesome. Imagine, if you will, having to skillip everything on your back. Wouldn't this be easier for me if I could roll this home? Yes.So I think I'll invent the wheel. The wheel, ladies and gentlemen, is this wheel awesome? Yes, say it with me. Yes, the wheel is awesome. The Great Pyramid were the tallest man-made structure in the world for 4,000 years. Pharaoh had his slaves moor millions of blocks just to this site to erect a big freaking headstone. Were the Great Pyramids awesome? Yes, the pyramids were awesome.The Grand Canyon, come on, it's almost 80 million years ago. Is the Grand Canyon awesome? Yes, the Grand Canyon is. Louis Daugherty invented photography in 1829, and earlier today when you whipped out your smartphone, you took a shot of your awesome sandwich, and you know who you are. Wasn't that easier than exposing the image to copper plates coated with iodized silver?I mean, come on, is photography awesome? Yes, photography is awesome. D-Day, June 6th, 1944, the Allied invasion of Normandy. The largest amphibious invasion in world history. Was D-Day awesome? Yes, it was awesome. Did you eat food today? Did you eat? that you can thank the honeybee. That's the one. Because if crops aren't pollinated, we can't grow food, then we are all going to die. It's just like that. But it's not like a flower can just get up and have sex with another flower. Although that would be awesome. Bees are awesome. Are you kidding me? Landing on the moon, come on. Apollo 11. Are you kidding me? 66 years after the Wright brothers took off from Kitty Hawk. North Carolina. Neil Armstrong was 24,000 miles away. That's like from here to the moon. That's one small step from a man. One giant leap for awesome. You're damn right it was. Woodstock. 1969, Rolling Stone magazine said this changed the history of rock and roll. Tickets were only $24 back then. You can't even buy a freaking t-shirt for that now. And Jimi Hendrix, a version of the Star Spangled Banner, was the most iconic. Was Woodstock awesome? Yes, it was awesome. Sharks, they're at the top of the food chain. Sharks have multiple rows of teeth that grow in their jaw, and they move forward like a conveyor belt. Some sharks can lose 30,000 teeth in their lifetimes. Does awesome inspire fear? Yeah, sharks are awesome. The internet was born in 1982 and instantly took over global communication and late tonight. When all these PowerPoints are uplifted to the internet so that a guy in Siberia can get drunk and watch this crap, the internet is awesome. And finally, some of you can't wait to come up and tell me how awesome my PowerPoint was. I will save you the time. It was not awesome, but it was true. I hope it was entertaining, and out of all the audiences I've ever had, you are all just the most recent. Thank you and good night. 好了，那我给大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白？其实是很短的一部这个演讲啊，就是在说这个英文的开这个题目叫什么呢？哈 ，Please put Al in awesome。那我们知道 Al 啊是敬畏的意思，那么 awesome 啊就是说把敬畏放在 awesome 里面，就是我们尊重一下 awesome 这个单词。无论是在美剧还是美国人的日常生活中呢，通常会有在什么场合下说出 awesome 这个词。那么在英语中也是存在一个词被人们滥用的场景，但事实 awesome 的本意是畏惧掺杂着倾慕或憧憬的感觉，不仅仅是简单的翻译成棒极了，不是所有事情都可以被轻易的称赞为 awesome。那么咱们来看一下这个原文。今天你们用了多少次棒极了 awesome 这个词呢？一次、两次、十七次。你还是记得用这个词的时候在说什么吗？我猜你不记得了，因为其实各位，这个词呢你们用错了。而今晚呢，我希望可以展示怎么把敬畏放回棒极了这个描述中， put Al back into the awesome。最近我在一个露天咖啡店里吃东西，那每个服务员走到我桌边就问我以前有没有来过，当然我说有，我们来过。他们说棒极了，我想你认真的，我们再次来你的咖啡厅是棒极了还是仅仅是挺好的？就是说他以为这次是棒极，那下一次呢是不是就不棒极了？有一天呢，一个同事问我是否可以把那个文档保存成 PDF， 后来我说呢当然可以，他也说棒极了 awesome。 老实说呢，把文档保存成 PDF 都算棒极了吗？可惜频繁过度使用棒极了已经取代了其他的词，比如说很好、谢谢。韦氏字典把这个棒极了定为畏惧掺杂着敬慕或崇敬的感觉，一种由雄伟壮观的事物引发的情感。请记住这个定义，你的 Quiznos 三明治是棒极了吗？那个停车位是棒极了吗？或者那天的比赛也是棒极了吗？回答是，不是不是不是，三明治是 delicious， 停车位是 nearby 附近，还有比赛可以是 overblown， 但不是所有事情都是棒极了。 所以你们用棒极了这个词描述最平凡的事情呢？那 overblow 是狂盛的意思哈。所以你们用了这个棒极的这个词来描述最平凡的事情的时候呢，你们忽略了这个单词所能表达的力量。这个作者说，露天或者裤子，或者在裤子找雪天啊，或者在裤子找到钱是棒极了。哦，不是不是，我要为这个屌丝提高标准。所以换句话说，如果你拥有一切，你就不会去重视他们。很像用消防水袋喝水，像这个蠢货一样，如果所有的事都是棒极了，就没有动态变化，没有高低比较。诸位，这里有十件东西真正是棒极了的。设想如果你必须用你的后背背负一切，如果能让它滚动着回家，我是不是就可以轻松一点？是的，所以我想我会发明那个轮子。轮子 Wheels are awesome， 跟我一起说，轮子是棒极了。金字塔曾在4000年中都是世界上最高的人造建筑，法老叫他的奴隶去搬几百万这个石砖，就为了去这个在这个地方竖起一块这个吓人的墓碑。那么金字塔是棒极了吗？对的，金字塔是棒极了的。那么咱们说 Grand Canyon 大峡谷差不多都8000万岁了，棒极了？对，棒极了。1829年的路易达盖尔发明了摄影，今天稍早的时候你拿出手机拍出你的棒极的三明治的时候，你们知道我说的是谁？难道不比把图像在覆盖了碘化银的铜片上曝光更容易一些吗？啊，大家知不知道以前那个我们以前那个都是洗这个照片的时候啊，碘化银这是以前的那个洗图像的方式。我的意思说摄影是 photograph 是不是 awesome？ 答案当然是 awesome 了。诺曼底登陆啊，诺曼底盟军的进军 ally 是进军盟军的意思，世界历史是最大的两栖进军。诺曼底登陆日是棒极了的吗？是的，棒极了。今天你们吃过东西吗？你吃了吗？你得多谢蜜蜂，就是这只，因为如果作物没有授粉，我们就不能种植食物，然后我们都会死，就是这样。但是并不是一朵花能直接起来跟另一朵花交配，虽然那会是棒极了，蜜蜂是棒极了，不可思议是吧。登陆月球，继续阿波罗11号，莱特兄弟在北卡罗来纳州的基地霍克第一次飞上天66年以后，尼尔阿姆斯特朗啊，飞到了24万英里之外的地方，就相当于从这里到月亮，对人是一小步，对棒极了呢却是一大步，的确确实是这样的。还有大家举了这个1969年这个伍德斯托克音乐节哈，滚石杂志称这件事改变了摇滚的历史，当时的票价只有24美元，现在呢连一件该死的 T 恤都买不到。那么 Jimmy Hendrix 版本里面的星条旗永不落是最标志性的。伍德斯托克音乐节是棒极的吗？那当然是棒极的。还有鲨鱼食物链顶端好几排牙齿长在下巴上，就像这个传送带上可以这个向前移动，这个鲨鱼的一生会掉3万颗牙齿，棒极了吗？激发了恐惧吗？对的，棒极了。互联网在1982年诞生，它占领了全球的通信。今晚呢，当所有这些 PPT 上传到网上的时候呢，远在西伯利亚的某个人也能酩酊大醉的观看这堆废话。互联网是棒极了吗？是的。还有有些人说 PPT 棒极了，我的 PowerPoint 是棒极了，我会节约您的时间，不是棒极的，但都是真的，我希望能博大家一笑。另外在我所有的观众中呢，你们是最 recent 最近的一批，谢谢，晚安。好了，那么大部分就是这是一篇很短的这个演讲，就不是就是比较轻松的一篇，就是在讲这个 awesome 被用在一些非常非常离谱的这个地方，在现代人的这个谈话中啊，他就是想做一个梗概，就是想告诉大家 awesome 应该用在一些雄伟壮丽的真正值得人们欣赏的地方上去，比如说名胜古迹啊，伟大发明啊，人类的科学壮这个登月壮举，这种人类的科技的伟大的突进什么的。好了，我给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。